So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Josie, I know you've got a lot of influence here now that you're a limited partner with the Bills, but I know a big part of an announcement is bringing the game of football to Southern Ontario and to Toronto. But being here at BMO Stadium or BMO Field, obviously we have Toronto FC that you were a part of for several years playing here. In your mind as a limited partner, in what ways do you feel like that, especially with the new stadium coming at Highmark Stadium and maybe being better suited to fit soccer coming to Western New York and to the new stadium, how do you feel that maybe you and your role can help influence that a little bit?
Yeah, hopefully, you know, the idea would be, you know, for sure to have to approach things with an open mind. You know, soccer's growing all the time, and with the way the new stadium's being built, there's not one bad sight line in the house. And so I think a lot of it was taken for some of the bigger European stadiums that we have in the United States, that we have in Europe and the English Premier League. So I think we'll get lucky. I'm hopeful that we'll see a couple of soccer games there. The venue's perfect for it. And, you know, between the U.S. and Canada, there's a lot of fans I think would travel to watch either one of those teams perform in that stadium.
What can you do in your role to kind of help influence even more, saying like, hey, let's bring the MLS to Highmark Stadium. Let's bring the U.S. national team, because I think tomorrow they're playing in Columbus, a 20,000-seat stadium. Exactly. They could come play in Buffalo at a 60,000-seat stadium, and they might be able to do pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be the idea, right? Can we, if that's the route that we take there in Buffalo, can we, you know, curate an event where we leverage, obviously, you know, what we've been able to do on the football side with the fandom and spread some of that into a soccer game? So, you know, I think it could be something special. Definitely could be something we can do, but it'll take some time to kind of understand, you know, what's needed to put on a good event and these type of things, but definitely something to think about in the future. Absolutely.
Where do you feel that the future of soccer in Western New York is, and how do you think that can grow and even collaborate similar to what's going on with football here between the Bills and the Argonauts in Western New York with maybe Toronto FC and Buffalo?
Yeah, I think the future is endless there. I think when you look at, you know, you look at both sides, right? Both really multicultural places where you have a lot of different diversities coming through, and I think that's what makes Toronto so special. And that's why we've seen, like, from Toronto FC standpoint, the fans follow and show out in the numbers they do. So the idea for us, I think, in combining the two is, can we identify similar talent? Can we, you know, make Buffalo soccer people feel that, you know, there's an organization that, you know, cares about what they're doing, which I think we can do. But it'll be a work in progress, but it'd be lovely to kind of spread some of that soccer aspect into Buffalo.
And part of your limited partnership group is tagging along with Tracy McGrady and Vince Carter as well. I mean, from your perspectives as former athletes now having a say in what happens with the Bills, I mean, how much of an influence are the three of you guys able to have to be able to kind of utilize the Bills and Highmark Stadium that much more to, you know, kind of bring the organization into a different light in a certain way?
Yeah, I mean, that'll be the challenge, right? Leveraging kind of all the great moments and all the great things that were created while in Toronto in our respective markets and kind of bringing that audience into the Buffalo Bills. I think when you look at Southern Ontario, I think there's, you know, 2 to 3 million fans that are Buffalo Bills fans. So it's kind of, you know, waking up those same people and showing them, hey, you can take part in a bigger way here, whether that's merchandise, whether that's watching games, whether that's, you know, fan zones, or whether that's coming to the stadium. You know, the idea to get those people in and around the stadium, in and around Bills Mafia, I think will be a good challenge, and I think one that the organization is more than capable of doing.
And just from your perspective, I mean, what does it mean to you to actually now be able to have this limited partnership with the Bills and be part of something great for Western New York and Southern Ontario as well?
Yeah, no, it's pretty impressive. I mean, you know, for me, looking into the things that I'm into growing up, professional sports was always one of them. So to kind of be able to be involved on the ownership side and be kind of, you know, at the table during some of these discussions, one, to learn, but two, kind of, you know, speak your piece in a sense, is kind of a really humbling experience. And I think we're all, if you ask each of the guys, we're lucky to have an ownership group that, you know, just goes about the business the way the Pegulas do. They're very respectful, very honest, and about, you know, the way of going about things. And, you know, to have them to learn from, being that they have two club professional clubs, it says a lot about obviously what they're able to do. But for us, it's a great learning experience.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.